Welcome to the glory room, the Lord's Garden in Abuja. And everybody watching via the satellite, the internet, the YouTube, the Facebook, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, I want to speak on the subject, the word and last minute miracles. The word and last minute miracles. Somebody expecting last minute miracles, shout the loudest amen. You believe that? Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 all the way to verse 7. You know the story very well. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. It was the last minute. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. In this last hour, last minute of 2018, God shall give somebody a net breaking, ship sinking breakthrough. And if you are that one, you will say the loudest amen. In this very last minute of 2018, God shall give somebody a net breaking and ship sinking breakthrough. Again, if you are that one, you will shout the loud most amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Tonight, we are going to be understanding last minute miracles. And also, we are going to understand how the word produces last minute miracles. We serve a God of last minute miracles because we serve a God that is never limited, by time or space. We read the story of Peter, who had tried his best and explored the possibility of fishing and was literally quarter to quit. Let me say he had literally quit. He was washing his nets. And at that moment, the miracle worker stepped in and everything changed. Miracle happened when it was not expected to happen anymore. Let me define for you last minute miracles, what we mean by last minute miracles. Number one, last minute miracles are miracles that happen at the nick of time. Miracles that happen when time is almost or literally up. When it is time up, time is almost or literally up. For Peter, it was time up with fishing. For this season, no more fishing. Then Jesus showed up. For somebody here tonight, 2018 is almost up. Miracles that happen at the nick of time and dash when time is almost or literally up. For somebody, well, the 2018 is gone, so forget about everything. It is miracles that happen at the nick of time. Secondly, last minute miracles are miracles that happen when hope is almost or completely lost. Miracles that happen when hope is almost or completely lost. For Peter, hope was lost. Not just almost lost, but completely lost. As far as fishing was concerned, there was no more hope. Let me wash my net and just quit. For some people in 2018, at this time of the year, hope is lost or completely lost. I'm not sure that anything can happen again. When hope is almost or completely lost. Number three, last minute miracles are miracles that happen beyond all feasibility or possibility. Miracles that happen beyond all feasibility or possibility. That is, as far as you know and as far as you are convinced, it is no longer feasible to expect a miracle anymore. It's no longer possible. For example, it is not feasible to think of getting a job. This is December, end of December, towards the end of December of this year. Just forget it till next year. It is not, it's beyond feasibility. It is beyond possibility. That was last minute miracle. Thirdly, last minute miracles are miracles that happen beyond expectation or anticipation. Beyond expectation or anticipation. They are miracles that come with the element of surprise. They are beyond expectation. They are beyond anticipation. That is, I'm not expecting nothing anymore. I am not anticipating anything anymore. Whatever will happen, will happen. If it will not happen, no problem. I'm just alright. They happen beyond expectation or anticipation. Peter was not expecting a miracle anymore. He was not anticipating a miracle anymore. But something happened. Finally, last minute miracles are miracles that happen after or rather, miracles that happen when prevailing situations have been accepted as unchangeable. Miracles that happen when prevailing circumstances have been accepted as unchangeable. When a person comes to a situation where he accepted his condition as all right. This thing cannot change anymore. Just live with it. Live with it. Live with it. Miracles that happen when prevailing situations have been accepted as unchangeable. I don't think anything can change anymore. I don't think anything, the way things are now, nothing can happen anymore. Then, when God gives you a miracle at such a time, it is called last minute miracles. I'll give you four examples of last minute miracles in scripture. Example number one is the example we already took. That was Peter. Peter and the frustration of fruitless labor. Peter and the frustration of fruitless labor. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. That was our first example. Peter toiled all night. He caught nothing. He was washing his net. And then Jesus showed up to show him that it was still possible. That was Peter and the frustration of fruitless labor. That was Peter. Example number two, the widow of Zarephath. In the season of scarcity and shortage, the widow of Zarephath, in the season of scarcity and shortage, that widow of Zarephath was down to her last meal. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9, it's good to read that. God spoke to Elijah, said, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as he was going to fetch it, called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but an handful of meal in a bag and a little cruse in oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." She was down to her last meal. Then God showed up. And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." Somebody say a loud amen. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. This woman was at the nick of time. Time was up. Hope was lost. It was beyond all feasibility or possibility for a miracle to happen. It was beyond every expectation or anticipation. She had accepted that she was going to die. Then a miracle happens. I don't know who is here today that is at a last minute situation. I prophesy to you, you will get a last minute miracle in this season. A last minute miracle in this season. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. And then we have seen that. And then the third example is the example of the Shunammite woman, who was no longer in expectation of childbirth. The Shunammite woman was no longer in expectation of childbirth. In 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse, maybe I'll start from verse 12. After the Shunammite woman had taken care of Elisha wanted to pray for her, for God to do something for her. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, "Say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? You want me to speak to the king for you? You want me to speak to the captain of the host, the chief of defense staff, or the chief of the army staff?" And she answered, "I dwell among my own people. I can see any of them I want. I don't need anything." And in other words, I am not looking for anything. This was a woman that is barren, was barren, had never given birth to any child before. Yet he told the man of God, "I have no problem." What is the meaning of that? I am ready to die barren. I am ready. I have accepted the situation. Maybe she had tried IVFs. If there was IVF in those days, she had done everything possible and there was no solution. So she had established the condition. She had accepted. And then Gehazi in verse 14 said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she has no child and her husband is old." She has no child. But even if you, before you rush to pray, let me tell you, the man, his capacity for his wife to give birth to the child is not really there. And Elijah said, "That is what the anointing I carry is looking for." An
And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, you are a man of God. Don't lie to me. I didn't ask you for a child. Don't tell me a lie. And the woman conceived and bare a son. At that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. I speak to somebody here. Every situation in your life that the devil has told you is not a changeable situation. The devil said you should accept it like that, that you will die like that. I am here to announce tonight, it is broken. That situation is broken. It is reversed. It is canceled. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to somebody here. God is about to bypass your unbelief, your doubt, and your fear, and give you a miracle that you need right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Something that looks like a lie. He said, don't tell me a lie. A miracle that looked too good to be true, too real to be true, shall happen for someone in this season. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Help me shake three hands around you and tell them, get ready for last minute miracles. Get ready for last minute miracles. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the example number three. Example number four is the example of the resurrection of the widow's son of Nain. N-A-I-N. The resurrection of the widow's son of Nain, or the son, the resurrection of the son of the widow of Nain. In the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 11, you will see why this was a last minute miracle. Look at it. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Did you see that? Jesus was about to enter the gate of the city. He was entering the gate of the city. Come. Yes. You stand on that side of this strip of rug. Stand on that side. Stand there with him and face him. He was about to enter the gate of the city, and they were coming from the other side. You are coming. Step that way. Step that way. Go that way. Come to us here. And then at the junction, hold on. He was stepping in. And they were stepping out, and they met. If they had been faster in their movement, they wouldn't have met him. If he branched somewhere else to do something before coming to this city, they wouldn't have met. Just at the junction, the last minute, if they stepped out of the gate, they will say bye-bye to the city. But Jesus said, you are not permitted to take him out of the city. He must be resurrected in the city. You can't take him out of the gate. That is why it is last-minute miracle. In the name of Jesus, I speak to somebody. Everyone who came in here tonight with a challenge on your shoulder, the master is meeting you at that point tonight. Is meeting you at that point tonight. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you, it will never be too late for your God. It will never be too late for my God. Where you need the the miracle, you shall see the miracle. Where you need the intervention, you shall see the intervention. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, God will meet you at the right time, at the right point, at the right time, and at the right spot. At the right time, at the right spot. Help me tell three people around you. Tell them, get ready for a last minute miracle. Get ready for a last minute miracle. Give the Lord a loud shout of praise as you take your seat.
Is God speaking to someone here tonight? You have understood last minute miracles. You have seen examples. The question is, why does God do last minute? Why does God perform last minute miracles? Why does God perform last minute miracles? Number one, to confirm his sovereignty and almightiness. He does it to confirm that he is in charge. To confirm his sovereignty and almightiness. In the case of the widow of Nain, he came to confirm that he was Lord over death. He does it to confirm that he can do, overdo, mega do, extra do, overdo. That is the God we serve, to confirm his almightiness. To let the devil know he is not in control. To let the witches know they are not in control. To let the forces of darkness know they are not in control. I prophesy to somebody, in your life, God is about to confirm his almightiness. He's about to confirm his sovereignty. I prophesy to our nation, Nigeria, there shall be last minute miracles in this year 2018 that God will use. Confirm his sovereignty, to confirm his almightiness. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Why does God perform last minute miracles? Number two, to bring multiplied praise and glory to his name. He brings multiplied praise and glory to his name. In the case of Peter, after he finished performing that miracle, Peter said, "Leave me alone, sir. I am an unclean man. I don't deserve this kind of miracle." To bring multiplied praise and glory to his name. If God had multiplied the widow's food when there was still enough food, she would have thanked God, but that would have been a bit limited. But God waited until the food was last. Am I communicating at all? If God gave the Shunammite woman a child when her husband was still able to bring forth a child, there would have been praise, but the praise would have been minimal. But God decided to do it when nobody is expecting anymore, when it is beyond feasibility and possibility, in order for the glory to be mega. There is somebody who is about to give mega praise. Give mega praise. Somebody is about to give mega celebration. Is about to celebrate God in a way you have never done before. Because God is about to do something that is beyond your imagination. That is beyond the imagination of those who know you. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Help me tell three people around you. Tell them, get ready for mega praise. Get ready for mega praise. Mega praise. Mega praise. Mega praise. Mega praise. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Take your seat. There are some miracles God gives you. Testimonies he gives to you. That you keep dancing throughout the year. You keep celebrating throughout the year.
I don't know who is ready to take this, but whether the devil likes it or not, you are going to dance across to next year. You shall celebrate your way into next year. You shall jubilate your way into next year. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. Don't forget, God is about to give you a mega miracle in order to attract mega praise. Why does God do last minute miracles? Number three, to reveal the limitations of human ability, wisdom, or resources. To reveal the limitations of human ability, wisdom, or resources. God does things when it doesn't appear possible anymore. He does things when it's beyond imagination or beyond expectation, in order to reveal to man his limitations. That is, you are not God. That was why you couldn't do it. To reveal to man the limitations of his ability, the limitations of his wisdom, and the limitations of his resources, so that man can be more dependent on God, so that man can be more reliant on God. He does it so that we can be more humble. Am I communicating at all? Number four, why does God do last minute miracles? Number four, to multiply the joy and the fulfillment of his people. To multiply the joy and the fulfillment of his people. The end of a long battle brings strong joy. Did you hear what I said? The end of a long battle brings strong joy. When the battle was tough, the victory is sweet. Is God speaking to somebody here? If you have been in any form of tough battle, I want to congratulate you, because your victory shall be sweet. If our nation has been in any form of tough battle, I want to announce to our nation that our victory shall be sweet. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Have you ever attended the wedding of someone who appeared like they would never marry? But the joy of the bride and the groom, the joy of the parents, the joy of the friends. Unusual. Unusual. Is God speaking to somebody here? So this has happened. They will dance extra. They will jubilate extra because of the God of the last minute miracle. Somebody here, get ready for a joy that is going to hit you and your family. A joy that is going to hit you and your friends because of the God of the last minute miracle. Who is God speaking to? Your amen will be louder. If it was you God is speaking to, your amen will be louder. If God was speaking to you, shout the loudest, amen. Ooh. If I was you, I will express that joy a little bit. As God lives,
so far as God lives, your joy in this season, no devil can take it. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise and take your seat 1 minute. Why does God do last minute miracles? Number five, I'm looking for the right word. I don't want to say to take the enemy by surprise. To bury the enemy in surprise. He does it. He does it to bury the enemy, to bury the witches, to bury the wizards, to bury those who say, let us see how you will get a child. Let us see how you will get married. Let us see how you are going to get a job. Let us see how you are going to be fulfilled. Let us see how you are going to take that position. They are about to be buried in surprise. Stand on your feet and give him a shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. The reason why I said to bury the enemy in surprise is because there are those who cannot stand your rise. Why did Pharaoh die? Because he didn't want Israel to go. And God said they must go. I am changing their level. I want them to go forward. And Pharaoh said, I am not sure. Then God said, I bury you so that they can go. God is about to do something in your life that those who cannot accommodate it will be buried by the shock. Buried by the surprise. Buried by the victory. Buried by the manifestation. Somebody shout the loudest. Amen. And what God is about to do is not only going to shock those who hate you, it will shock yourself. Do you know that since the dedication, especially in the hours before the dedication, when we move around, I will look at some of these big pillars. Say, when was this one cast? How? You are having gallery that is 20 something thousand square meters of suspended floor. That is something that can take 40 something thousand people up. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. That is not on ground. That is without pillar. And it's up there. When did all this happen? This thing up here has 21,000 pieces of metals that are knit together like basket. When did they hook to each other one by one until it became covered? We were there, but now it appears like, when did it happen? 21,000 something. If I get the accurate number, I'll let you know. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That is, God is going to do something that is not only going to surprise people, it will surprise yourself. Shout the loudest amen. And I am not talking of something that is happening next year. Between now and the 31st of December. This 31st of December is not permitted to arrive until God gives you a miracle. A last minute miracle. A last minute miracle. A last minute miracle. Shout the loudest. Amen. Remain standing, because I like us to do advanced celebration. Dance, celebrate, praise before it happens. Then it will happen. All right, take your seat 1 minute. And so, this is why God performs last minute miracles. Where those who think nothing can come out of your life anymore, all of a sudden, bang! Where those who think you cannot survive what you are going through, all of a sudden they see a resurrection. Where people think that your destiny has already closed, you have been finished in business, you have been finished in your career, all of a sudden there is a resurrection. Somebody shout power.
Let me tell you a story. One day a man came to my office, a very tall man, was wearing slippers, hefty looking. That man had suffered. About 3 to 4 women he had lived with all ran and left him, and they all had one complaint, that they perceived a terrible odor from his life that made it impossible for them to live with him. And I stood with him. There was no such order. He was a top ranking officer, like executive director level in a financial institution. And he crashed down to zero as well. While I was trying to pray for him to help him, I prescribed some tapes for him that he would go and listen and fast and so on. And I think I was going to give him these tapes, let him go fast for a day or 2 or 3, listen to them, and then come back and let me in those days of tapes. He said to me, "Pastor, I have nowhere to listen to them. Nowhere. Nowhere. Nowhere to listen to them. No tape, no DVD, nothing." That was when I knew that his matter was serious. Well, we summarized everything and I prayed with him. And he left. I didn't hear from him again. Until one day, I was coming from Lagos, landed in Abuja Airport, and I saw this tall-looking, hefty man, neatly suited, with his tie, with his shoe sharp. He was carrying a Christian book, a Smith Wigglesworth book, under his arm. And he walked in my direction. He said, "Pastor, good morning." I said, "Good morning." He said, "You don't know me." I said, "Oh, I'm not sure." He said, "You don't recognize me." I said, "I'm not sure. I see many people all the time." He said, "Look well." I look again. I said, "Oh, I remember you now." I said, "What happened?" Now, my wife is aware that my memory is very sharp. When it comes to people I have seen, I've seen people 30 years ago and I still recognize them today. But I couldn't recognize this man. I said, "What happened?" He says, "It's a long story." I said, "Can we go in my car so you can tell me the story?" He said, "My driver is waiting for me also." Story 365 degrees, and God took him back to another.
financial institution to the same position from where he crashed. To take the devil by surprise, to take the forces of hell by surprise, to take the agents of darkness by surprise. Let me announce it here again tonight. Even those who knew you before will be finding it hard to recognize your change. When my God has given you that last minute miracle, that last minute miracle, that last minute miracle, shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Was the man that didn't have a tape recorder to play tape, that didn't have where to play it, now suited like the chief executive. His driver is waiting for him also. Your change is coming your way.
What is that word that guarantees the last minute miracle? Number one is the revealed word. The revealed word from scripture. All of a sudden, God opened your eyes to a scripture. Luke chapter 5 verse 4. That was the kind of word that came. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. We took nothing but at thy word. And Jesus is the word. So this word that came to Peter was the equivalent of the revealed word. Suddenly God opened your eyes and you saw a word from scripture that showed you that your though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning, and showed you that you have stepped into your morning, or showed you something. That revealed word from scripture has the capacity to give you a last minute miracle. Number two is the prophetic word from your prophet, your pastor. The prophetic word, that was the kind of word that came from the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 14 to 16. The prophetic word that came to that woman, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And that word came, and that word changed something. Let me tell somebody here tonight, the greatest miracle you have ever seen in your life shall happen before the end of the year. The greatest testimony you have received shall happen for you before the end of the year. Shout that loudest, amen.
There was a year in which we preached like this with every force and every audacity. People were testifying till 31st. On the crossover night, people were coming with employment letters that they received on the 31st. They received it on the 31st. I declare tonight, every single day up till the 31st of this year, there will be multiple miracles, multiple healings, multiple deliverances, multiple visitations, multiple awards, multiple supplies. Shout the loudest, amen. Prophetic word from your prophet. And number three, I call it the obeyed word. The obeyed word. That is, suddenly God quickens in you an instruction to obey. And you obeyed it and bam, a miracle happens. In Luke chapter 5 verse 5 to 6, he said, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You told me to let down the net. I will obey it. I won't argue with you. I will do what you said. And as he did it, the miracle happened. Simon had every cause to argue the instruction. See, the instruction you argue with can never give you the transformation you desire. The instruction you negotiate can never produce the manifestation you deserve. The instruction you negotiate with God about can never give you the manifestations you desire. Peter, at thy word, I will let down the net. My prayer for somebody tonight is, if there is an instruction you need to obey in this season, may the Holy Ghost remind you. Whether it is to serve God more, or to pray more, or to study more, or to do it. Carry out a particular action. Whatever instruction will give you an instant miracle. If you don't have it yet, may God give you that instruction. If you already have that instruction and you have not carried it out, may God remind you. May God remind you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, stand up and shout the loudest amen. So shall it be. The junk, the distance between your position and your destination is an instruction. The distance between your position and your destination is an instruction. One instruction that was what turned around the fortunes of the Shunammite woman. One instruction turned around the fortunes of Peter. One instruction turned around the fortunes of the widow of Zarephath. One instruction turned around the situation in the wedding in Cana of Galilee. The distance between your position and your possession is an instruction. One instruction. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Just that. That's the distance. And again, I prophesy, whatever instruction will change your story in this season, may God release it for you. May God remind you of it. Out of the word, out of revelation, in visitations of the night, in dream encounters, may God release it for you. I call it dawn in Jesus' precious name. Anybody ready to give advance celebration? To celebrate in advance of what God is about to do for you. You know that I said that God will give you a mega miracle so that you give him mega glory. He wants to give you satisfaction and joy. But you don't have to wait for it to happen first. You can give it to God in advance. How many of you can say amen? If a rich man said, I want to buy for you a Christmas car. And you know the man has the ability to buy it. What do you say? No, you won't say thank you. You will wait until the car comes. Is that how you'll behave? No. Is that how you'll behave? If somebody who has enough money said, I have a house for you. And tell you from today, you are not going to pay house rent anymore. What will you say to him? No. You will wait until he gives you the house key. That is how we are about to do with God now. We are not going to wait until it happens. We are going to say thank you in the dance. We are going to say thank you in the celebration. We are going to say thank you in the jubilation. We are going to play before God as if it has already happened. Before we do that physical dance and play and celebration, lift your hands and give him the praise. 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 Hallelujah. Are we ready for explosive, intensive, extensive, escalative, explorative praise? Give him the praise. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Hallelujah. 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 Shake the hands of seven people. Tell them, are you ready for this last minute miracle? Then give him last minute praises and dances and celebrations. Yes. Wait. In a spiritual atmosphere, timing matters. The best time to strike the iron is when it is hot. If you miss the time, you miss many things. All right, I'll give you another cue. Is there anybody ready for celebration?
Anybody ready to praise God in advance? I announce to you, even overnight, between now and the morning, my God will give you a change of story already. Help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Something is about to happen. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's go. Confusion. Praise is also confusion. You are causing confusion to the kingdom of darkness. They are saying, what is she dancing for? What is he dancing for? You tell them, wait, you will soon see. You are causing confusion for the devil, causing confusion for the witches, causing confusion for darkness, and they will begin to destroy themselves. They will finish themselves. Somebody shout, power!
Your handkerchief. Oh.
Everyone, and just thank the Lord for the last minute surprises that you are receiving. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Father, I give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, hold the hand of someone near you and lift it up together in agreement. The Bible says two or three of us shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established. And I'd like you to pray it with passion and with aggression. Say after me, say, Father, I come before you today in agreement with your children to connect with last minute miracles. Give me the reveal word. I receive the prophetic word. Show me the word I must obey in this season for my last minute miracle. Give it to me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give it to your children tonight. Let every one of us be partakers of last minute miracles. In this last part of 2018, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Lagabara daga laga ya daga zala ya la la. Thank you. We are in agreement today, Lord. We connect last minute miracles. Give us the revealed word, the prophetic word, the word to obey. In Jesus' precious name. Let us pray for our nation. Father, give us also surprise miracles in this season. Nigeria as an entity, give us last minute miracles. Is that a good prayer? Hold the hand of someone near you and say, and lift it and say, Father,
Father,
as an entity,
as a nation,
Father, we make demand on last minute miracles for Nigeria, for our nation, for every part of our nation. We receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, hold the hand of someone tonight. Some people wonder why we exercise the level of passion we exercise concerning our nation. The reason is simple. Beyond the fact that we have the responsibility to our nation, that spiritual revival can only flourish when the atmosphere is peaceful. Apart from that, we also are bombarded with messages almost on a daily, in fact, on an hourly basis. Pastor, please pray for me. My brother was traveling to the east. They had been kidnapped somewhere. Pastor, please pray. I have received such text messages not less than 4 or 5 within the last 24 to 48 hours. So we have to pray. It has never been possible for darkness to be so thick that it quenched light. That darkness was so thick until light quenched. No. Job chapter 20 verse 5. That the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is for a moment. Father, let the triumph of wickedness in Nigeria expire. Let the triumph of evil in Nigeria expire. Let the triumph of the wicked in Nigeria expire. At all levels, let the triumph of the wicked in Nigeria expire. Hold your hands with somebody and say, Father, let the triumph of the wicked in Nigeria expire. Let the triumph of wickedness at all levels in Nigeria expire. Let the triumph of killers in Nigeria expire. Let the triumph of their sponsors expire. Let the triumph of their collaborators expire. Let the triumph of their sympathizers expire. Now, open your mouth and pray. Let the triumph of wickedness expire. Let the triumph of their collaborators expire. Let the triumph. Let the triumph of the wicked expire. Let the triumph of the wicked expire. Let the triumph of wickedness expire. Let the triumph of evil expire. At all levels, they are the killers, they are sponsors, they are collaborators, they are sympathizers. Let it expire. In Jesus' name. Hold the hand of somebody and still lift it up. Father, let the sword of the wicked turn against each other. In the battles of Jehoshaphat, the Ammonites and the Moabites turn their sword against each other. If death is good, let those who kill others begin to kill themselves. Hold the hands and say, Father, let the sword of the wicked, let the sword of the killers be turned against each other. Now, open your mouth and pray. Confusion in the camp of the wicked. Confusion in the camp of the killers. Confusion in the camp of the wicked. Confusion in the camp of the killers. Confusion, 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 confusion in the camp of the killers. Let their sword turn against each other. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, we shall pray for our military. Those who swore to protect the territorial integrity of our nation cannot perish like chicken in the hands of wicked people. I won't go beyond that. The other day I saw, as was it in Maturi or somewhere in the northeast, where there was such a level of devastation. No. The good should not perish in the hands. Lakwa setwa mande atwa bande eligwa swapwa kwa dwana tia kete kwa kota santa zagwada na tengada lagwa petwa swatwa pakatiti izweno okwantami elipwada izagiana antalotenge ejwampena alakankayo.